The following is a review of the equity investments principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Introduction to Industry and Company Analysis. The first LOS is to explain uses of industry analysis and the relation of industry analysis to company analysis. Industry analysis is important for company analysis because it provides a framework for understanding the firm. Analysts will often focus on a group of specific industries so that they can better understand the business conditions the firms in those industries face. Understanding a firm's business environment can provide insight about the firm's potential growth, competition, and risks. For a credit analyst, industry conditions can provide important information about whether a firm will be able to meet its obligations during the next recession. In an active management strategy, industry analysis can identify industries that are undervalued or overvalued in order to weight them appropriately. Some investors engage in industry rotation, which is overweighting or underweighting industries based on the current phase of the business cycle. A firm's industry has been found to be as important as its home country in determining its performance. In performance attribution analysis, the sources of portfolio return are determined relative to a benchmark. The industry representation within a portfolio is often a significant component of attribution analysis. Our next LOS is to compare methods by which companies can be grouped, current industry classification systems, and classify a company given a description of its activities and the classification system. One way to group companies into an industry is by the products and services they offer. For example, the firms that produce automobiles constitute the auto industry. A sector is a group of similar industries. Hospitals, doctors, pharmaceutical firms, and other industries are included in the healthcare sector. Systems that are grouped by products and services usually use a firm's principal business activity, its largest source of sales or earnings, to classify firms. Examples of these systems are discussed next and include the Global Industry Classification Standard, Russell Global Sectors, and Industry Classification Benchmark. Firms can also be classified by their sensitivity to business cycles. This system has two main classifications, cyclical and non-cyclical firms. Statistical methods such as cluster analysis can also be used. This method groups firms that historically have had highly correlated returns. The groups, or industries, formed will then have lower returns correlations between groups. This method has several limitations. Historical correlations may not be the same as future correlations. The groupings of firms may differ over time and across countries. The grouping of firms is sometimes non-intuitive. And the method is susceptible to a central issue in statistics, in that firms can be grouped by a relationship which occurs by chance, or not grouped together when they should be. Classifying firms by industry provides a method of examining trends and firm valuations. It also allows analysts to compare firms in different countries on a similar basis. The following are the industry classification systems currently available to investors. Several commercial index providers classify firms. Some use three levels of classifications, while others use four levels. The providers generally use firm fundamentals, such as revenue, to classify firms. Although the nomenclature differs among providers, the broadest category is generally the sector level, followed by industry and sub-industry. Commercial industry classifications include the Global Industry Classification Standard developed by Standard & Poor's and MSCI Barra, Russell Global Sectors, and the Industry Classification Benchmark developed by Dow Jones and FTSE. Sectors and firm compositions representative of those used by commercial providers are as follows. Basic materials and processing firms produce building materials, chemicals, paper and forest products, containers and packaging, and metals, minerals, and mining. consumer discretionary firms are cyclical and sell goods and services in industries such as automotive, apparel, and hotels and restaurants. Consumer staples firms are less cyclical and sell goods and services in industries such as food, beverage, tobacco, and personal care products. Energy firms are involved in energy exploration, refining, production, energy equipment, and energy services. Financial services firms include firms involved in banking, insurance, real estate, asset management, and brokerage. Healthcare includes pharmaceuticals, biotech, medical devices, healthcare equipment, medical supplies, and healthcare services. Industrial and producer durables firms produce capital goods for commercial services industries, including heavy machinery and equipment, aerospace, defense, transportation, and commercial services and supplies. Technology firms sell or produce computers, software, semiconductors, communications equipment, internet services, electronic entertainment, and consulting and services. Telecommunications firms include wired and wireless service providers. Utilities includes electric, gas, and water utilities. Some industry classification providers include telecommunication and utilities in the same group, while others separate them. To classify a firm accurately, an analyst should have detailed knowledge about the firm and the delineation of industry classifications. Several government bodies also provide industry classification of firms. They frequently do so to organize the economic data they publish. A main thrust of their systems is to make comparisons of industries consistent across time and country. The main systems are similar to each other. International Standard Industrial Classification of All Economic Activities was produced by the United Nations in 1948 to increase global comparability of data. Statistical classification of economic activities in the European Community is similar, but is designed for Europe. Australian and New Zealand Standard Industrial Classification was jointly developed by those countries. North American Industry Classification System was jointly developed by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The methodologies that government providers use in their compilation of industry groups differ from those used by commercial providers. Most governments do not identify individual firms in a group, so an analyst cannot know the group's exact composition. Commercial providers identify the constituent firms. Government systems are updated less frequently. For example, the North American Industry Classification System is updated every 5 years. Governments do not distinguish between small and large firms, for-profit and not-for-profit organizations, or private and public firms. Commercial providers only include for-profit and public firms and can delineate by the size of the firm. An analyst should not assume that two firms in the same narrowest industry classification can be compared with each other for fundamental analysis and valuation. Instead, the analyst should construct peer groups, as we will describe in a moment. But first, we will address the next LOS, which is to explain the factors that affect the sensitivity of a company to the business cycle and the uses and limitations of industry and company descriptors, such as growth, defensive, and cyclical. A cyclical firm is one whose earnings are highly dependent on the stage of the business cycle. These firms have high earnings volatility and high operating leverage. Their products are often expensive, non-necessities whose purchase can be delayed until the economy improves. Examples of cyclical industries include basic materials and processing, consumer discretionary, energy, financial services, industrial and producer durables, and technology. In contrast, a non-cyclical firm produces goods and services for which demand is relatively stable over the business cycle. Examples of non-cyclical industries include healthcare, utilities, telecommunications, and consumer staples. sectors can also be classified by their sensitivity to the phase of the business cycle. Cyclical sector examples include energy, financials, technology, materials, and consumer discretionary. Non-cyclical sector examples include healthcare, utilities, and consumer staples. Non-cyclical industries can be further separated into defensive or growth industries. Defensive industries are those that are least affected by the stage of the business cycle and include utilities, consumer staples such as food producers, and basic services such as drugstores. Growth industries have demand so strong they are largely unaffected by the stage of the business cycle. Descriptors such as growth, defensive, and cyclical should be used with caution. Cyclical industries, which are supposed to be dependent on the business cycle, often include growth firms that are less dependent on the business cycle. Non-cyclical industries can be affected by severe recessions, as was the case in the 2008-2009 downturn. Defensive industries may not always be safe investments. For example, grocery stores are classified as defensive, but they are subject to intense price competition that reduces earnings. Defensive industries may also contain some truly defensive and some growth firms. Because business cycle phases differ across countries and regions, two cyclical firms operating in different countries may be simultaneously experiencing different cyclical effects on earnings growth. The next LOS requires us to explain how a company's industry classification can be used to identify a potential peer group for equity valuation. A peer group is a set of similar companies an analyst will use for valuation comparisons. More specifically, a peer group will consist of companies with similar business activities, demand drivers, cost structure drivers, and availability of capital. To form a peer group, an analyst will often start by identifying companies in the same industry classification using the commercial classification providers previously described. Usually, the analyst will use other information to verify that the firms in an industry are indeed peers. An analyst might include a company in more than one peer group. The following are steps an analyst would use to form a peer group. Use commercial classification providers to determine which firms are in the same industry. Examine firms' annual reports to see if they identify key competitors. Examine competitors' annual reports to see if other competitors are named. Use industry trade publications to identify competitors. Confirm that comparable firms have similar sources of sales and earnings, have similar sources of demand, and are in similar geographic markets. Adjust financial statements of non-financial companies for any financing subsidiary data they include.